Welcome, everybody, to the Big Call tonight. It is Thursday, January 22nd, and you're listening to the Big Call. Thanks, everybody, for coming back in today and tonight, depending on where you're located around the globe. Thank you for it, and we look forward to having a great call tonight. I'm looking forward to my part, at least, and everybody else's, Sue's and Bob's and everything that we do together. So before we give it over to Sue to see to listen to a teaching that she has collected for us, let us pray the call in. All right, here we go. Lord God, we just want to thank you so much for your protection, for the protection you said you'd never leave us nor forsake us. And we need that protection. We need to know that we are yours and we're safe and that we're going to be safe. Thank you for protection against a heavy, heavy winter storm, which is scheduled to hit tomorrow night and Saturday and into Sunday. From the Midwest to the Mid-South to the South, all the way up the northeastern I-95 corridor. Lord God, protect your people, we pray. Keep us safe. Keep icing to an absolute minimum. Keep your people inside and not driving around in these dangerous conditions, potentially. Thank you for all you're doing to protect us. Keep us safe and sound. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, Sue, I guess you know how I feel about this upcoming storm.
Yeah.
So we're projecting where I live to be 7 degrees below zero on Sunday, plus wind chill.
I'm going to interrupt. 21. I'm going to interrupt because there's something really fascinating, and I just have to insert it because of the topic of our teaching. Mm-hmm. And Bob's going to dig on. I think Bob's going to dig on this. I watched three or four. It's 2,000 miles this storm, and I watched three or four different newscasters or weathercasters. Mm-hmm. It's amazing and fascinating to me how they've been, how they deliver this in the way that stimulates fear in the nervous system. I don't think there's any accident. They speak really it's like, oh my God. It's just the most, people, please watch that because your nervous system is taking it in. And if you're not aware, you're going to take on the energy of, I mean, you would think a tsunami was coming. It's easy to handle. But the way they deliver it, instead of saying, okay, now here's what's going to happen, and this is going to happen, and keeping you calm and regulating your nervous system, it's all pitched. Mm-hmm. So you'll be in fear. So just remember that when you're listening to those
things. Well, I know that, Sue. I'm very aware of that.
Yeah.
And I know everybody is too. And I'm not pitching fear.
I'm not saying you are. But you have the resources. You have God with you. You just take care of it.
That's right.
You know, it's like that.
Well, everybody needs to prepare. It's the main thing is in a situation like this, everybody needs to prepare to make sure they have the basics, the essentials, the food they need. And if they need to get it, they need to get it by tomorrow because it's going to be it could get a little crazy. But
here's what I'm going to say,
I'm monitoring the Weather Channel and Weather Nation and a lot of different things that I'm aware of. And so I'm just going to say, I want everybody to be safe. I want everybody to be prepared and get everything they need and plan not to get out in it, especially in the cold. The cold
is what I want to. Here's what I want to suggest to you. I want everybody to take slow, deep breaths because they're going to walk out. They're going to be deliberate. They're going to figure out the time that they're going to go so that they don't feel all the people rushing to get supplies and feeling your brain and your nervous system is going to interpret that. It's just set yourself up so you say, I have an abundance of time. I have an abundance of deliberate intention to make this easy, to get cozy, to use this as an opportunity to see how I can regulate myself and get back inside. That's all you have to do. That's it.
Yeah.
Don't let anything outside of you derail you. That's it. Okay.
That's good, yeah. That's good. Thank you, Sue. It's important, you know.
You're welcome.
I just want everybody to make sure that they prepare and they get what they need and they take care in doing that. Be careful.
Heard it like that, they'd be in such good shape and with that beautiful voice of yours. And so now we'll go on to the teaching.
Let's do it. Thank you.
And
well,
so
Sue, first before you Sue, before you do that, I just want to say that when I used to play baseball, you know, I was a pitcher, we always pitched a little fear. And we called it chin music back then.
Chin music.
But you called it what? You called it what music?
Chin. C-H-I-N. Chin music.
Okay.
It meant a pitch underneath the batter's chin.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah. And that
you mean like we're
going
to pitch it under your chin? Like you used to threaten them that you were going to do that?
Oh, no. You used to do it. And it would, you'd brush them back from the plate psychologically. And then the next pitch.
Well, I know, Bob. I used to go up to people that I would play. We're not going to do. That's the whole.
Anyway,
that's the story of domination. Right. That's the story of external domination. External domination, right?
External.
That's the story of domination.
Sue, the new word for that is exodomination. Exodomination.
Well, it's exoteric domination. Exactly. Okay, so let's get peaceful.
Okay,
let's get centered. Let's be the authority in our lives in Christ, knowing we can create miracles within us. And this is called release it. Jesus said, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God." The word pure in the original language is where we get our word catharsis from, which means cleansing, releasing, and purifying. If you have surgery, sometimes the doctor will put in a catheter. A catheter is a tube that drains out the impurities in the body, and it comes from the same root word as catharsis. A catheter automatically takes what's not beneficial. I guess I'm the catheter in this call right now.
What? What was that comment? Say again, please.
I'm laughing. I can see Bob smiling right now.
Sue, come in, please, for catheter. No more catheter, please, Sue.
The toxins, the infections, the waste, and flushes them out of the body. The doctor knows there will be contaminants. He's not alarmed. Oh, God, I'm making myself laugh. He's not alarmed that the body has waste and infection. He's only alarmed when it's not being released, when we're holding on to things that should be flushed out. When God says, blessed are the pure in heart, he's saying, you're going to be blessed when you learn how to release the impurities of life, like a catheter does, when you get in a habit of emptying out things that will infect you, like fear. Do you know what bitterness is to our spirit? It's an infection. Guilt is an infection. Worry, doubt, and self-pity are infections. Shame is an infection. These things aren't unusual. Impurities come to us all. But you have to push them out. It's when we hold on to them that they contaminate our spirit and cause us problems. You weren't created to carry around guilt, regret, bitterness, and anger. That poisons your life. I'm bitter because I had a bad break. I'm sour because somebody walked out on me. I say this respectfully. That's simply an impurity. Why don't you release it so it doesn't infect the rest of your life? Don't let a disappointment, a layoff, or a loss poison your future. I'm worried about my health. I'm worried about my finances. I'm worried about my children. Worry can sometimes be a part of life. Those thoughts come to us all. The key is to not hold on to them. Recognize that they're not beneficial. They're not moving you forward. That's an impurity that wasn't meant to stay. You have to release it. God, I don't see a way, but I know you're still on the throne. I know you're bigger than this problem. I know you're supplying all my needs. You just released the toxin. Are you holding on to an infection, to impurities, to bad weather reports? Are you angry, jealous, worried, discouraged? Maybe you had a disappointment. Something didn't work out. Imagine there's an angel who has a delivery package with your name on it. It says, beauty for ashes, new beginnings, new opportunities, and new friendships. Your angel is en route with those good things. The problem is, if you're holding on to the old, there's no place for an angel to deliver it. I wonder how many things are en route right now. The angel is standing by with our joy, our peace, our confidence, our creativity, but there's no room because we're not releasing the toxins, the anger, the bitterness, the weird weather report, the worry. He can't deliver those good things. Instead of living blessed and excited about our future, we've become infected. The good news is you can get rid of that infection. It's not permanent. If you start releasing the regret, the worry, the stress, the bitterness, or the anger, it's just a matter of time before that angel shows up with your delivery, your safety in storms, your ability to cope. When you make room, God promises He will fill your life with good things. That's our teaching for tonight.
Thank you, Sue. I thought that was a good teaching. It was, it spoke to everything that you mentioned is something that we all have to deal with. And the idea of worry, I'm not a worrier. I've never been a worrier, and I don't intend to start now. And when things come to you and it looks like you could dwell on it and it was something that you might worry about, boy, that's the perfect time to hand it over to God. Jesus said, cast your cares on me, for I care for you. So in a situation like that, we want to take advantage of that and say, God, I don't want to deal with this. It's over my head. I don't want to worry about this. Will you take it from me? And then take it over. And God says, yeah, I'll take it. Jesus says, I'll take it. And that releases that because Jesus says, my yoke, you know, you put around your neck like an oxen, a yoke. My yoke is easy, but my burden is light. And so by being equally yoked with Jesus, He's saying, hey, I can handle this. You know, I can deal with it. And that's what we want to try to do is release things that we know that no longer serve us or that don't serve us in the first place. The toxins, you know, Bob knows all about that. You know, let the toxins go. Let all that toxicity in our system go. Even if it's in our heart, let the toxicity of worry and blame and shame game, all of that, go. Let it not be part of who your spirit is inside of you. Because even worrying in your mind affects your body. And that's why we don't want to do that. We don't want to have to worry about stuff. And we don't typically. We just don't. We just let things go and say, okay, I don't want the toxicity in my heart, in my mind, or in my body. And I just want to let that go and deal with it and let it go. And then, like Sue was saying in the teaching, you have room in your heart, in your body, in your mind for positive things, for good things, for the things that are important for your future. That's what's cool about being able to let certain things from your past go. They're past, let them pass. Don't hold on to them. I think that's really an important part of that teaching, Sue. Don't hold on to those things that no longer serve you. Don't hold on. Let them go and say, I forgive that person. I forgive them. Because, you know, when you forgive somebody, you're really doing as much or more for yourself than you are for the other person. You can forgive another person, they don't even know it. But you know it, and that allows you to free yourself. That allows you to be free from that situation. So that's what I got out of your teaching, Sue, tonight. Thank you for that. Thank you very much. And let's go to Bob. Bob, I know you've got some good stuff to add to this teaching tonight.
Thank you, Bruce. And Sue, thank you very much. It's it's still January, and already we've had so many amazing teachings. It's like I feel like we've had a year's worth of teachings and wisdom already. Really great.
Already.
So keep up the great work. I'm really happy about it. I love the part creating miracles at the beginning. And then when talking about how do we cleanse and release and purify and become the pure of heart, I started thinking, you know, how do we really go about getting rid of this residual stuff, these impurities of life, right? The bitterness and self-doubt. And then I was like, well, earlier tonight, I watched a whole interview with Byron Katie. And, you know, she looks ageless. I mean, I met Byron Katie over 30 years ago, and I can't believe she still looks the same age on TV as she did back then. And, you know, her whole teaching from her book, Loving What Is, was techniques that, you know, she called the four questions and the turnaround. And the whole idea of it was to help people get into the state of the observer, into meta position, where they could watch their own thoughts and their own emotions and their own words, so that they could, get to a place where they didn't constantly harbor or create more bitterness and resentment towards others or themselves. And it reminded me, her teaching this metaposition reminded me of a book. It was a science fiction book from the 1980s. It was called The God Game. And there was a priest who was playing a video game at his house one night, and lightning struck his satellite dish, and he tapped in to a parallel universe with his computer where he became God of a parallel universe. And the book was about the challenges of being God and getting the people in this universe to behave in certain ways that were expected of from God. And it was a book about the trials and tribulations of God with the way that people act.
Mm-hmm.
And I started thinking, imagine, you know, if you took that concept of the God game, but imagine that you in this day and age are like that priest, but you're the co-commander of yourself, and it's mm-hmm. you and God together are totally in charge of your thoughts and emotions. And you're in this constant metaposition, so associated with God that your observations and your creations together are in fact those miracles that you create. And if you, in that state, you can become, you know, open to receive the limitlessness that is attendant in that state, then the blessings in, that we talk about, and I started thinking about all the people on the big call and the blessing that's coming and how they all have in their hearts to bless others. And it just started feeling really good to think that. And then it's a, in a state of receiving, free from, you know, the impurities of life, these blessings for each of us will be in such abundance that there's more than enough to share with others. And we can be those people who receive for many and be that pure of heart, a person who's co-creating with God, that's adored by God and blessed in a way that we become he and she who blesses the many others.
So beautiful, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob. I love that. That's really, really well said. I love that. It's great. I'm just trying to absorb that. That's cool. Sue, this was a different teaching tonight, but it had a lot of cool aspects to it. And I really think that we can speak to it, and it speaks to all of us because we all go through these situations, and we all need to release certain things, certain aspects of who we are sometimes, because they're not who we are. They're not really who we are. So
true.
Yeah. What's your take on this teaching, Sue? What do you think about it? How do you deal with that?
It's so fun because what is my state of being right now? It's astonishment. I love being astonished. I'm going to start with Bob because he was closest. And I just want to honor you, Bob, for always introducing, you know, somebody like Byron Katie and your understanding of and your such early adoption of her, quote-unquote, meta position of not identifying with, you know, what is the current circumstances. And just for anybody that didn't, because we've talked about it twice, you know, meta position. Metacognition, write this down on your piece of paper. Metacognition is thinking about your thinking or developing the observer or self-aware self. And there's a man, and maybe people know about this, but I highly recommend him. His name is Richard Schwartz, and he developed a system called the internal family system. And what Bob was talking about with that science fiction book, you can actually do in your day-to-day life. And it's based on this evidence-based practice called internal family systems. And what it does is it gets you to look at the part of you, a manager part, a protector part, an exiled part, part that you learned in survival. So maybe it's a people pleaser, a worrier. You saw your mother being anxious. You saw your father being avoidant. Those parts get installed into you because you observe them so much. Competition part. It's what people did to stay safe, to stay in reward, basically in safety and reward and fear. And what you can do, and what this teaching was pointing to, is you can literally see yourself as the part of you that is outside of this reality, the meta-reality, the pure, like if you hadn't ever picked up anything before you got to Earth, the pure heaven on Earth you. Who are you? What would you be doing if you'd never learned fear? If you'd never learned scarcity? If you laughed at weather report people overstimulating your nervous system with, like, anxiety? What would it be like if you had arrived on this planet and you were like, are you kidding me? It's my reaction. Like you're looking at it as it's a joke because you knew you were Christ's love and power. What would it have been like if your parents turned to you and said, I know who you are. You're Christ's pure love. And I'm going to help you, not by telling you what to do, but I'm going to help you remember who you are. That's where I think we are at this time in history. We're not going to be educating the way we did. We're not going to be under the grip of control and external just about everything. And so now you have your higher self, your holy Christ self, telling you, when this arrives, be deliberate. Remember me, and remember that you're here to help people remember and awaken and remember who they really are. Because that's why we're on the big call. It's to remember. It's to remember and awaken to who we really are as angels and divine beings in Christ. So that's what I got out of the teaching. And I love what you said, Sue, too, Bruce, about, yeah. So.
About?
I just like what you said. I just thought you really got that it was about shifting your focus and, you know, remembering that the teaching is about basically releasing things that don't serve you. And yep, sometimes when you're growing, you're going to have to grow beyond where people have known you, roles you've done, things you've done, and you're going to say, that's not who I am anymore. This is what I'm going to be doing. This is not who I am anymore. And people that are growing with you, they're going to understand that and they're going to celebrate you. People that aren't growing with you, it may be hard for them. But
we all have to
grow. We all have to release into our next octave of growth. And that's where it's going to be exciting and challenging maybe sometimes, but when you know that God is guiding you, you feel safe, you feel comfortable, and you trust yourself and you know yourself, you'll know exactly what that means. So,
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. Like your comments very much. Thank you for the teaching. And as we move into prayer and praise, let's see if anybody, we have more. What's that, Sue? What?
No, I'm thinking about how I always thought it was start with Pastor Scott, and he always says praise and prayer. Yeah.
Yep. That's right. Well, let's see who's got what tonight. Let's see if we need to pray for anybody tonight, too, in addition to any praise reports that we have.
Right. We had a boatload. I won't even give you the number, so I divided them in two. That was a good strategy. This is from Pastor Scott. Tonight's praise goes for our President Donald J. Trump. I watched a video today where he publicly professed his love for Jesus Christ and how important it is to have him as your Lord and Savior. It was amazing and seriously refreshing to watch. Big Call Universe, please continue to pray for him, his team, as they go about changing the world. I love you all. Be blessed, Pastor Scott.
Sue, I want to comment on that, Pastor Scott.
Okay.
You know, that's really good. A lot of people, we know that President Trump can be a little rough around the edges, right? But we know that he's a fairly recent believer in Christ. I don't know when. I don't know what exactly happened. I know that the gunshot that caught his ear was a definite touchstone in his life. But you know what? We do need to pray for President Trump as he's growing in the things of God and been doing the best he can to lead not only our country but the world. So thank you for that. Appreciate that, Pastor Scott, so much.
Okay, I'm just writing a little. Okay, let me go back to where I was. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ooh, we have 5. Okay.
So if you want to toss any of those to me, I'll be happy to help you pray for them if you want.
Okay, I'll give you this one. Aaron, son of Sarah, needs prayers that God will intervene and release the med beds before February 17th, which is a surgery date to amputate Aaron's left leg.
Okay. Aaron, and who was the other person that sent it in for Aaron? I didn't catch the name.
Aaron, son of Sarah.
Oh, son of Sarah. Okay, so Sarah's the mom. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Sarah, thank you for sending that in. And we do need to come together and pray. And you've got an amputation date, a surgical date of February, was it 18th?
17th.
17th. I tried to give him an extra day. 17th, before that surgery takes place. And we know the med beds are available. They are ready. They're not available for us, though, until we go in to exchange. Now, that is an extreme dire need, and I hope that you, Sarah, or Aaron are ZIM holders, because that would accelerate and move you up to the top of the list in your area. So all I can say is, yes, we'll pray for Aaron, but we're also, there's no but, and we're also believing that, yes, he would be able to get into that med bed before the date of the surgery. So, Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now and say we're lifting Aaron and his mom, Sarah, up to you for this impending surgery not to have to take place, that it could be pushed off as long as it needs to until the med bed is available, and then it's a moot point. Either way, even if the surgery takes place, which we really don't want, but even if it takes place, the med bed is there to restore that limb if it's not available to Aaron before the 17th of February. I think it could be close, but I don't think it's that close. I think we have the potential, Lord God, to set his appointment to exchange through Sarah or Aaron, either one or both, and get Aaron mentioned to them, and they will key it in the computer and get that done. So we're just believing right now that God will work out the timing so that the surgery doesn't need to take place. That's our prayer, and thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
And I'm just going to addend that just a little bit. So there's a felt sense that she can give to Aaron.
Okay.
That when you talk to Aaron, Sarah, you can explain what Bruce from the Big Call just gave you. But I want you to ask him to shut your eyes and say, here's the actual situation. The med bed could happen, and you could get in before your leg is temporarily has to go through that procedure. But just realize it's temporary, and I want you to see that you know there's a technology that's going to restore it. So it's a,
that's right.
it's a temporary thing to get him to rest in that knowing that it's temporary.
That's right.
Temporary. It's temporary.
Okay.
Just really get him to feel that in his body. That's important because his nervous system will do better with feeling it versus thinking it. Thank you, Bruce. So let's see. We have, wrong. We have a funeral. My brother's funeral, who died in a car accident, was delayed for over 4 months. I'm feeling very emotional as we close into his funeral Friday. So can you please say our prayer for me so I can handle this event without issues? Thank you, Stephen. So let's everybody put their hands on their hearts and realize that when you shut your eyes and you activate your heart's intelligence and you call on Christ, you're moving into a different healing energy, not only for the people that we're praying for, but for yourself. And we've all lost people. And we pray for Stephen to be surrounded in the knowledge that all of us on the Big Call, all of his friends, all of his family, are surrounding you in compassionate understanding or comprehension, as a friend would say. And that you can feel the love that's surrounding you, that's always with you, even though your brother has moved into another dimension. And just realize that love and your brother are always with you, although albeit in another form. And just feel the love of Christ surrounding you and focus on that, that love never disappears, it just changes form. And even though you're grieving, just allow that feeling to hold you, contain you, and carry you in Jesus' name. We say amen.
Amen.
Okay, so this is from Ingrid. Please pray for Uganda's presidential candidate, Bobby Wine's safety. His house was raided by the military and he escaped. His wife is still in the house under house arrest. Bobby was the true winner of their election on January 15th. But their evil dictator, Museveni, declared himself the winner to continue his 47 years reign of terror. Please ask God to remove Museveni and place the true winner in the presidency. but more importantly, ask God to protect Bobby Wine and his wife Barbie from the beatings the military gave both of them 4 years ago when they won that election also. Thank you so very much, Ingrid. What a powerful prayer.
Wow,
so
yeah.
This is a big one. So, Ingrid, Big Call community, this is a time to pray for the release, like our teaching, of all this violence and terror on the planet. And we see that our prayers are shining, that it's the end and the release of lies and deceit and terror and violence and control that strangles nations and people and the innocent. And so we see Bobby and his wife and the country of Uganda, literally we see light just pouring into that place and into you, Ingrid, for bringing this prayer to our attention. And we see literally like a flood of the most powerful light in Christ just moving away all those toxins. We're like a giant catheter sucking it out of Uganda, removing it, cleansing it, knowing it is being cleared, released, dissolved, and filled with this celebration and glory of love, of Christ, of healing, and of the resurrection of wholeness in your country. In Jesus' name, we say thank you. It is done. And amen.
And amen.
I think I got that. Okay. Where is Jeannie now? I think. Yes. Good. Okay.
Okay. Time for Jeannie.
Oh, yes. We're praying for Jeannie. Please pray for me and everyone traveling to D.C. who will be joining together to March for Life.
Yeah.
Pro-life tomorrow, Friday.
Mm-hmm.
1/23/26. This year's theme is Life is a Gift. A quote from St. Pope John Paul II. Life is a gift from the Creator to be spent in the service of one's brothers and sisters. It is to be accepted, respected, and promoted with every means available and defended from every threat. Thank you in advance for all your prayers, for everyone's safety, and for a peaceful march. He loves whatever is just and good. The earth is filled with his tender love. Psalm 33:5. Today we also pray for all the leaders and listeners and all their prayer requests. RV-800 and MedBeds very soon. Did I say that? RV-800 numbers and MedBeds very soon. May God grant you your heart's desire and fulfill all your plans. Psalm 24. We pray this through our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. Everyone have a safe weekend, especially with the storm coming this weekend. Yep. Jeannie. Right. So,
Sue, can I pray for Jeannie on this one?
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Can I have it? Okay, thanks. Thank you, Jeannie, for that great report. And we're very happy that you're going to that March for Life in D.C. I didn't know that was going to be tomorrow, but your timing could be very, very close, as you know. But I think you're going to be hopefully in the clear tomorrow to do that. And we just right now lift you up. Lord God, we just lift up Jeannie and everyone who is traveling to D.C. for this March of Life. Let it be a very successful event without interruption or anything that would deter the people traveling to it and traveling from it as they go home. Thank you for Jeannie and everything that she's added and been for the Big Call. Thank you for everybody that believes in this cause. And thank you for blessing them that are there at the event. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And that's it, right, Sue, for tonight?
And that's it.
Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Thank you for all those prayer requests, Sue, and obviously the teaching as well. And as we move into your segment, Sue, I'm just curious as to where we stand in terms of any future classes or anything that we need to know about coming from you.
Are you there?
Am I here?
It's almost like you dropped out for a second.
Okay.
So on Tuesday, I'm just wondering how many of you actually looked at how your attention and how you are running, like, schedule interruption, which is what the call on Tuesday was about. Like, just being able to focus and be coherent. And why is that important? Why are we even looking at how that applies to living? And this segment is called Your Most Awakened Whole Life. What do you think is your most awakened whole life? Well, it turns out that contemplative neuroscience has lots of different domains, but contemplative neuroscience talks a lot about how getting the mind, the spirit, and the body linked, body, mind, and spirit, there's enhanced cognitive states, and then there's enhanced affective states, ECS and EAS. So what that means is, and if you think about all the people you know, are they learning to regulate their nervous system at all? Do you feel like when they're with you, they're really present and they're fully immersed with you and they can listen to you and they cannot interrupt you and they can be present and exchange with you and have the energy going back and forth? Or are you feeling that they're fragmented, distracted, stressed out? What is it like for you? Well, this teaching is going to give you a practice, because we're releasing those old states of mind to move into what neuroscience is showing, that what you practice, you strengthen. What you align with, you become. And the point of us getting this money is not just to live these cluttered, dysregulated, stressful, all this new stuff happening life. It's to remember how to awaken to a new nervous system in Christ that is living in fulfillment of God's promises. Think about that. What would your nervous system look like if you were moving rhythmically? If anything from outside of you that tried to come into your energy field and was trying to destabilize you, just bounced off you because you knew that you could overcome it. You didn't go into doubt. You didn't go into fear. You didn't go into over-functioning, under-functioning. You were balanced. You were stable. You do that when you act like someone who knows. You do that by practicing it over and over again on purpose. So what is your number one purpose for this next year? It's to learn to know and pay attention to when you get out of that state where you're steady, where you're filled with knowing yourself and saying, ooh, I'm going off course here. I need to course correct. Or correcting in your relationship and coming back to repair it. It's about living as if your life was sacred and you knew what you wanted to put your awakened attention on because it had so much value. So I'm going to give you, this is going to be just a short, simple practice. The first thing we did on Tuesday was looking at, it'll take you a half an hour if you let yourself get interrupted by taking your attention off and fragmenting your attention. You want to start correcting that right off the bat. As much as you can, you just want to begin to get the discipline of putting your attention so that you don't let multiple interferences come in and you lose your center. That's what most people think is life in the 21st century. We're not going about worldly life. We're talking about bringing back pre or as AI gets initiated, sacred living. And if you do this now, you're going to be able to see what are the wisest actions? What is the wisest, most stable path forward for yourself? Because you're slowing down, you're paying attention, and you are ready to awaken a living way of life that brings the sacred, the highest value back into the world. Let that land for a second. So focus, this is all you have to do. One truth at a time. So you can choose one principle. Pick living and walking as Christ's body would walk. I'm going to throw that out for the community just to give you one. Free. One truth at a time. How would you be walking? Just like I love what Bob brought about that science fiction piece. How would you be walking if Christ's energy was moving through your nervous system? How would you be feeling? How would you be speaking to people? What would you notice about the way the people talk to you? Are they abrupt? Are they this? Are they that? Is that Christ-like? Live one truth at a time for 7 days. Just so you practice, this is the part that neuroscience, neurotheology, which is the study of how God comes into our nervous system, this is what's going to be shaping our future. We're not here on the big call because we're living the past. We're here, different people are at different levels, but we're here to embody the future of humanity. You can't do that if you're living like your old self in your little comfortable routines and how you learn to cope. That doesn't work. everybody on this call, no matter how little or how big your projects, when this money arrives, it's going to amplify your character. And I heard a great story today in this conference call that I'm on. And it was a story about how a monk and one of his students had a conversation. And he was talking about, the monk said, the student was saying, I was approached by somebody and they bumped into me. I had a cup of coffee. They bumped into me and my coffee spilled all over the place. And he said, no, that's not what happened. He was kind of complaining about the fact that, you know, he should have been able to hold the cup of coffee without spilling it. And he said, what if it had been tea? And the student said, I don't get it. And he said, depending on what bumps into you, and what you have inside your cup or your heart is what's going to come out of you. So is your cup going to be filled with anxiety and stress and a lot of toxic brew? Or when somebody bumps into you, are you going to be generous and kind and have Christ's love and light come out of your cup? That's what we're preparing for. You don't want to be having your cup filled with all that worldly stuff and that's the only thing that's going to come out of you. You want to be having your cup filled with possibility, with boundaries that are clear in Christ, with living as if it's a sacred act. And you're flowing and letting the new come in and you're adapting to it. So walk with that one practice. You can make your own up. But what would you be like if you just practice even twice a day, walking as if Christ was literally inside your body and you were walking as Christ? With all your divine power restored. And if just a fraction of us did that, I wonder if Princeton has an organization called the Princeton Electronic Anomaly Research Lab, and they would study random generators of like how people meditating in cities, they cut down the amount of interference and violence in the world. Too bad we couldn't call up Pierre and say, hey, we had a lot of people on this large call and we're all acting like Christ for days. Is there any way you could hook it up to your generators and study the consciousness ripple effect of what this could do? That's how science is working now. It's working on the effect our consciousness has when it's directed in positive means and ways. So your job now, not your job, your calling, your purpose, is to really deepen, do something novel. Hopefully this isn't your same old, and practice owning who you really are and remembering who you really are and choose to live that in preparation and in service to the greater humanity that's going to move through you and out into your projects. So that's my teaching for tonight. And next week we might be talking about some new offerings. So I'm just going to give you a little flutter there. And that's it for me tonight, Bruce.
Thank you, Sue. Appreciate that. We'll look forward to seeing what happens next week. Thank you for that. It was a cool experience. Yeah, that's very important.
Thank you.
All right, Sue, we're going to move into Bob's arena now. Bob's ball diamond. Bob, you know we love the new products, and we're getting testimonials on not only Myatrol, which is a year old or so for us, but also on Collagene and on Super Strong, which we're out of temporarily, but hopefully you've got some good news to report to us about that, Bob.
Yeah, I do. So, first, the good news is it comes in a 3-ounce bottle and it lasts for a long time. So, the people that have it now don't have to really worry about running out because you've only had it for a couple months and it's probably going to last another month. So, we did that on purpose so people wouldn't have to keep getting one every single month. Because the product's it's going to hold for 2 years. You know, even though there's no preservatives in it, there's a way to use plant science to preserve things for a 2-year period. And so the other good news is that we're not going to be out of it for as long as we thought. The manufacturer let us know that they're doing much better at getting the ingredients. And instead of being out for 2 months, it's only going to be 1 month.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. And it's only been 2 days here, Bruce, and we got in 18 testimonials in 2 days.
Oh, great.
Wow.
All right. Let's hear
it. We're not going to read all of them. Some are real short that just say, this product is excellent. But others are helpful. So what I did was I picked out the ones that are helpful in that when you listen to it, you can say, oh, that's something that I know somebody might need help with this. And mm-hmm. and also not only is it something that's helpful, but in some cases it's dramatic. So this is related to the issue of an older person having very thin skin. And if anyone's ever seen somebody that has these purple, you know, scrapes all over their arms, or they have a really bad, nasty-looking cut, it's from their skin being very thin. And here's a person that wrote in about our collagen peptides. So this is a bucket, a big-size bucket of powder that is type 1 and type 3 collagen. It helps your skin. And this person wrote in, collagen helps to tighten up the skin in my arms and to thicken my skin. At work, I would scrape my arm and the skin would peel back and make an ugly wound. Now, after months of collagen, my skin appears and feels thicker and I'm getting hardly any scrapes or cuts. Now I no longer have multiple ugly and scabs on my arms. Thanks, boomers. So this is a very, very common problem for people that are in their 70s and 80s and 90s. And when people use this powder, it definitely helps your skin big time. Now, here is another one, and this one is about the other product that sounds like collagen, but it's Collagene, and it's different. And this person wrote in, hi, I've been with the Big Call for many years. This is my first time writing a review. I love all the products, and I use several of them, but the most important one was the new product, Collagene. I've been using it for 2 weeks, and what a great relief it has given me. No more pain, and it's easy to move around. I have also referred several family members to the products. Boomer Boost products are the best on the market. The valuable information Boomers brings to the call every week is a great asset to all of us. Thank you. So here's a person
that's
all of a sudden, right, after many years trying things, here's collagen now, and it did exactly what Eric Kurtz designed it to do. Got rid of her pain and helped with her mobility to get people back up and moving around. Now, this is a testimonial about a different product that also, when you hear this, can be very helpful if you know somebody who might need this. This lady writes, I've been using the lignans for many years now. Day by day, I hear ladies talk about their hot flashes due to menopause. I smile and I say, I don't have those problems because of the lignans I take. I let them know how and where to get them, but it is also on you if you don't. But I am having the best time of my life with the lignans. Hallelujah.
I like that, Bob. It's on you if you don't. I like that.
Yeah, right. And this is a testimonial about Myotrol. It's very short, but right to the point. I exercise daily at the age of 74. I have gained so much muscle since using this product. I love it.
Great. That's terrific.
Now, this is one about Super Strong, the pain roll-on. This might be the best testimony we've gotten so far about this. I got this product for my 94-year-old mother who suffers with arthritis and bone-on-bone in the knees. And this is in all capitals. She is as happy as a bird flying south in the winter out of the snow. Thank you so much for this product.
Right.
It is working.
Wow, that's terrific. And you know, Bob, at 94 years old, they don't want to do knee surgery on her. So this is a great way for her to gain that momentum and flexibility back and keep the pain out of her knees.
Yeah. And, you know, when people are that old, they've probably been in pain for a really long time. And, you know, people get used to waking up with a certain type of pain, then, you know, going to bed with, you know, going to sleep with pain or having to take medication to fall asleep from their pain.
Yep.
And they just never, they get to a point where it's like, well, I'm old and I'm going to live like this until I die. I'm going to be in pain. And that's just the way it is with old people. And I have to tell you, these are, of all the things that I've seen for helping people with pain, that's not an injection of morphine. These are collagen and Super Strong are the two best ones I've ever seen.
That's so cool, Bob.
Exactly. Yep.
Yep. I mean, I've had morphine before, you know, from having a broken leg. There was a comminuted compound fracture where my left leg snapped in half. Both bones were snapped in half.
No.
And that type of pain is really intense. So intense that it's hard to breathe, right? And if they give you a shot of morphine, that pain will go away. And so I know how good that type of medication is. And there are people that use morphine every day. And now we've got a couple of new things that came out right around the same time. It's amazing. In two different companies.
Yeah.
So, speaking of the collagen, Bruce, we have the collagen right now, since it's new, we added a 5 10% discount to it. And also what's happening is almost everybody that's getting it's putting it on the subscription, because right now here on the 22nd of January, it's you get 20% off putting it on subscription for that first month, plus like 5%. And so this is a really great thing. It'll probably go, you know, till close to the end of the month, this type of sale. And then we have two other $99 sales. One is the dynamic intro, and this is the combination of Boomer Boost and Barley, which are formulated to go together. It's two separate powders. And when people will say, well, why don't you just put the powders all together, you know, in one? And the reason is that the barley is too strong, and you have to take it in little bits as you get started. But with Boomer Boost, you can take that Boomer Boost in the full scoop right at the beginning. And there are a lot of people that desperately need Boomer Boost. Mm-hmm. Boomer Boost is a very, very powerful engineered product with 66 nutrients in it, and it is a life-sustaining product. And so we don't want people to have it a mixture together where they have to ease into it, because Boomer Boost can be life-saving, and we don't want them together. And so you put a full scoop of Boomer Boost in your shaker bottle, you put a little bit of the barley, and over time you increase that barley till you can use a full scoop of barley, and then you have this powerhouse that there's nothing else like it anywhere in the world to be able to take this type of nutrition, put it into a shaker bottle, mix it up, and drink it down with like 12 to 16 ounces of water. Your body is absorbing at a very high rate over 4,000 different bioactive compounds. There's nothing remotely close to this anywhere else. The other one, Bruce, is in the other combo that's $99 includes those lignans that woman talked about, which helps with her hot flashes. And I have to tell you, every woman that has ever used these lignans that we've gotten them for has told us that it eliminated their menopause symptoms. It's not just hot flashes. Everybody. Mm-hmm. And we put it together as an immune defense bundle, because lignans are really powerful in boosting your immune system and also as an anti-pathogenic. And we've even had people that have MRSA that were resistant, right? MRSA means a methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aurora. And the lignans are so powerful and so good at boosting your immune system, even people with MRSA can use lignans to get rid of it.
Wow.
And you can use it with pets that get MRSA also. And we put it in a combo with our probiotics, which are also awesome for boosting your immune system, and vitamin C, and put them all together in a pile, as they say here in Florida, for $99.
There you go.
And so that's what we have for people tonight, Bruce. If you want to read those testimonials yourself, people can go, just go right to the homepage. And the way that our testimonials are structured on the homepage, they put them towards the bottom of the page in chronological order. And so if you're on the homepage and you scroll down, what you're going to see, and this is, I highly recommend this. When you scroll down about halfway, you're going to see three pictures. And they are videos that are about Myotrol. One of them is called Weight Loss Drugs Can Cause a Major Loss of Muscle and Reduce Bone Density. The second one is called Interviewing Eric Kurtz, the Creator of Myotrol. You can see a picture of Eric there, being interviewed on our podcast called Live Forever Young Radio. And it's me interviewing Eric about how he created Myotrol.
Okay.
You got to see that. And then there's another one called The Mind-Muscle Connection. And you'll see those. And then if you keep scrolling down, you're going to start, you'll see some testimonials there. And you can click on these testimonials and look at what people are saying. And there's a lot of pictures here. A lot of people sent in pictures of themselves and videos. And you can see, if you want to read these testimonials yourself, there's a lot of them there. 4,000 to be exact.
Yeah.
So that's it for tonight, Bruce. It's 18 minutes after 10, and you're listening
Alrighty.
To the Big Call.
Thank you, Bob. That's so good. Yes. Thank you for that segment, Bob. I think it's really good that you went into a little more detail on some of these products, like the lignans, for example. And if you're a woman that's pre-menopause, perimenopause, post-menopause, or in menopause, you know, for sure, give it a shot, because this is really a really good product. It not only helps women through menopause, but it helps men too. And so, like Bob said, it's a really good antioxidant as well as part of your immune defense bundle. Pick it up. Get the $99 immune defense bundle and save about $34-35 in the process. I like the idea, Bob, and a lot of people seem to be doing this, of putting Myotrol on their subscribe and save and other, for example, the Collagene, to get the extra 5% plus the 20. So for 25% off, you can get a new product that's really, really effective. And we're getting really good testimonials on it since it's been out for, what, three or four weeks now. So thank you, Bob. Let's let everybody know, because you described how to get to see the testimonials as you scroll down the homepage. But how do you get there? First, go to BigCallUniverse.com. That's my site. And you'll see a link at the top that says, it's a banner that says Boomers on it. And you click on that. It's a direct link to Bob's site. So click on the banner. It'll take you right into Bob's site. And you can go through and look at the products with the product drop-down menu and look at ones that are on sale that Bob mentioned today. And put an order together for yourself, taking advantage of the sales that are available right now and any other products that you might like. So that's really good. The other thing is, if you have a question or you have plans to visit Florida and get out of the snow and go down to Florida, you know, you'll want to call and make sure Bob will be around. And the number to call is 800-861-4609. 800-861-4609. That's good 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. And, of course, that's Eastern Standard Time until March 8th, I believe. Then we get out of this and we get back to daylight savings time. But that's a little ways away still. So, thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. It's very important. And our health is vital, and we need to do everything that we can do to be in good health right now. And so I appreciate everything Bob said. From an Intel point of view, let's take a look and see where we are. First, let's talk about President Trump and what he has told at Davos, the World Economic Forum, what he said both to Iran and Iraq. He told Iran to get their act together and continue to fight to get the government turned over there. And I believe they are doing that. I don't know how quickly it's going to happen or whether it's still in process, but my understanding was that the Shah of Iran's son is the one who could at least take a temporary lead role in the government until they have free and fair elections in Iran. And while we're talking about that, Iran's rial, R-I-A-L, rial, is actually on the Redemption Center screen with a pending. So they're positioning Iran to be part of this exchange. Now, what did he tell Iraq? He told Iraq, when he spoke both to President Soudani and Alak, A-L-A-K, who's the head of the Central Bank of Iraq. We've heard that was changed to Sovereign Bank of Iraq, but we're still staying with CBI. He told them to get this thing done, get it released, because Iraq still has a few issues, a few cleanup issues in their banks. And we'll just leave it at that. But he told those two gentlemen to get this thing done Sunday or Monday. All right, so there's our Monday input. Sunday, remembering Sunday is the first business day of the week for Iraq and some of the other Middle Eastern countries over there, I believe. So that's what's coming out from the president. And he had a very successful time over there. And I believe today he was meeting with Zelensky at Davos, but I did not hear anything about that particular meeting yet. So I would think President Trump is going to be there for another day, maybe two, and then heading back to the States. Let's see what else. So let's talk about the screens. The Redemption Center screens yesterday had 48 currencies on the screens populating. These would be currencies with rates that would be going up compared to the dollar, the USN. And that's a lot more than I thought were going to be in the basket. And there's no such thing as a first or second or third basket. That's old stuff that we heard. My latest understanding over the last few months, really probably a year by now, is there would be only one basket, and this is it. Well, 48 currencies, that's quite a few to make a change. And they may not be done with 48. It might be more that are coming to the party, so to speak, over the next few days. Speaking of the next few days, we heard today that there are 3.7 million people that are to be arrested over the next 4 days. That would take us Friday, Saturday, Monday, Tuesday. And so that is a global cleanup. Global, I'm going to call it a deep state cleanup. That's new, and that's happening now. And that's something that we can look forward to having completed. All right, what else? Let's talk about our bondholders. Bondholders still have not received notification that they have funds in their accounts yet. The latest thing we've heard from bond paymasters is that they should be hydrated. Their accounts should be hydrated Friday and Saturday. So that would be tomorrow and Saturday. And then when would they get access to the funds? They would receive access, in theory, when we get notified to set our appointments. So they're half a step ahead of us, but not really in terms of access to funds. They may have access to funds on Monday or Tuesday. We don't really know that yet, and they won't know that till they have their emails to tell them when they get access. and we're talking about tier three. Now, there is another group, which I've called intermediaries, between tier three and tier four, which have been lumped into tier 4A, and this includes the farm claims, the Native American claims, ranch claims, adjudicated settlements, fines and penalties, etc., and possibly some of the larger groups. Okay, like there are quite a few groups, but these are in process, and I think some of them have received at least partial payment, but I don't think they're all complete. That should be taking place as part of Tier 4A, which also includes the groups like the Admiral's groups, plural, more than one. I think there are like 30 different Admiral's groups, something to that effect. So there is still the theory that we all, quote-unquote, go together, that everything gets released at the same time. So we'll see how that comes together. So the timing for us in Tier 4B, the Internet group, the latest update we've received is telling us Saturday, Sunday, Monday. That's for notifications. Saturday, Sunday, or Monday. And you know what? If it's Monday, guess what? Probably the earliest we would exchange would be Tuesday. That seems to be what normally is expected. So we'll see how that comes together over the weekend and into next week. We've heard another source today say that, you know, next week is going to be a really great week for us. And we've heard that before. You know we have, at least twice. So, you know, we tend to discount that. But I think that if everything gets done like it's supposed to be done, do we have to wait for the cleanup of the 3.7 million arrests to take place globally over 4 days? Maybe. I don't know. Theoretically, that's done by Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Theoretically, it's done by Monday, and then therefore Tuesday could be a very good day to begin our exchanges. We don't know that for sure, but that's our hope. That's our hope, and we're staying with it. Let's see if there's anything else. Well, you know, there is one thing that was interesting to me. The Central Bank of Iraq website, well, that's not even, yeah, well, let's not even call it the website. The CBI has two currencies on the CBI screen. Now, they may have added more, but as of yesterday, we had the Vietnamese dong and the Indian rupee. And rupee is R-U-P-E-E. That's India's currency. So the Indian rupee is also on the CBI screen. Why? Because India has a trade agreement with Iraq. And I would think the same thing would be true of Vietnam. I just found that interesting. Now, let's talk about the difference between the Indonesian rupiah, which is spelled R-U-P-I-A-H, that's Indonesia. Don't confuse that with the Indian rupee, R-U-P-E-E. Okay, two separate countries, two separate currencies, but they sound similar. So, just be aware of that. Also, what is on the Redemption Center screen under pending is the Venezuelan Bolivar. And that has a pending symbol by it as well. But there are 48 currencies that are part of this basket for exchange so far. And they may not be done at 48. And that was as of yesterday. So we don't have a current read on the screen yet today. But, of course, I'll hear something tonight probably. I think that is everything that I wanted to bring out tonight. That is everything that I've heard in the last couple of days to bring us up to speed on where we are. So I want everybody to continue to stay in faith for this to come through for us in this kind of timing. I've often said, all we need is for the intel that we have to be true and to come through for us, right? Because I'm, you know, things change. One of our sources said this is like a military operation. Just when you think it's ready to go, you know, something else happens, something else changes what we're doing. And it is basically a military operation. And so it does apply in this case. So I want everybody to just enjoy the weekend, enjoy the snow if you're in it, and be very careful, especially if you have to go out and drive. But make sure that you have enough food and supplies and water and everything that you need. Let's see. Is there anything else? I think that's everything I wanted to bring tonight. So let's go ahead and thank Sue for doing a wonderful job with the teaching and her segment and praise and prayer. Excellent there. And thank you, Bob. I love the detail that Bob gives us when it comes to his segment. And I love the testimonials. I love thinking about people that are out there using these products and winning, you know, especially, you know, when you're older and getting in your 70s, 80s, and 90s and using a product that's helping to relieve pain and build cartilage like collagen at age 94. You know, this is really great, and I really appreciate that. I want to thank Jeannie. And Jeannie, you have a great trip, and you're probably on your way to D.C. now, or will be if you're in the area tomorrow. Thank you for that. And everybody else that, like Doug, thank you, Doug, for helping out. Thank you, GCK, for all the years of great artwork that you've done for our presentations. And thank you, Satellite Team, for getting this call out all over the globe to as many as 200 or so countries. Oh, it's been really, really great. And, you know, guys, here it is. We're looking for something to happen again Saturday, Sunday, Monday for us, and we'll see what happens when we get together on Tuesday, on the Tuesday night call. Hopefully we have good news, and we're moving right through with this. In the meantime, you know, med beds will be available. Just let them know if you're a Zim holder. And if you have dire need that you want to get in the med bed and tell them why, when you go to the Redemption Center, they'll put you in the system and you'll be good to go shortly thereafter. So everybody have a great weekend. We'll pray for safety and peace and safety for us all. And thank you again for listening, Big Call Universe, to the Big Call. Thank you for it. We appreciate it. Everybody take care and have a great weekend. Let's pray the call out. Lord God, we just thank you so much for all that you've done to prepare us to get to this point. Thank you for bringing this blessing in with the global currency reset. And thank you for everything that President Trump and his cabinet are doing to guarantee peace around the world. We know that's a huge thing. He's already solved 8 wars, and he's got 1 or 2 left to go, maybe 1 major. And just we pray that things are going well with Ukraine and Russia, that they can come to an agreement, and that we can have peace and stop the killing. Thank you for all that you've done for us to get us here and to bring us over the threshold of the RV soon. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Everybody have a great night, great weekend. And we'll talk to you on Tuesday. God bless.